What is going on, beautiful people? Today we're talking about why arguing with a narcissist is pointless, can be pointless. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. That was goofy as hell, wasn't it? I was like, Lee, what the heck? What was that? I just wanted to throw you off a little bit. Because I'm loving. It's the new self-love brand, y'all. I'm loving. Link is in the description. Yes, y'all. Yep. Arguing with a narcissist is absolutely pointless, y'all. They don't want to hear. Yeah. It's going to sound bad. I know I need to preface this. But they don't want to hear it. They know. A lot of them know. A lot of them know that they're doing you wrong. A lot of them know that they've done you wrong. A lot of them know that they're going to do you wrong. A lot of them know that they are in the wrong. They just don't want to hear you say it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People ask me, Lee, how do I argue with my narcissist person? How do I win an argument? Why do you want to win an argument with a narcissist, y'all? I know you feel like it's going to be empowered. Like, you feel like you empowered. Like, I just won. You want to be on your chest. I just won. Roar. Like, you want to go to the top of Pride Rock and roar like your Simba in his hide, or in his lion, his pride. You know what I mean? Just in that space. But this is what I'm letting y'all know, y'all. Narcissists don't care about winning an argument. They just don't want to lose it. You know? They just don't want to lose an argument. They don't care about winning. Winning is not the goal. Being right is not the goal. The truth is not the goal. They just don't want to be right. They just don't want to be wrong. They just want, no. We're a narcissistic robot. Rebooting. Winning is not the goal, y'all. They just don't want to lose. They really just do not want to lose. They'll argue with you till you're blue in the face, till you're red in the face, till you're black in the face, whatever the color face you have. They'll just argue with you until you just, they wear you down. They beat you down. They mentally exhaust you. They don't care about winning the argument. They just don't want you to have the, they just don't want you to feel good about you, to feel good about winning. They just want to lose. They don't want to take an L. They don't want to take accountability. They know what they done wrong. They don't want to hear it. Y'all, it's just in my, this is personal experience right here. When I felt like I was losing an argument, I would just zone out. Silent treatment. Or start yelling. That's the narcissist weapon right there. It's just uncontrollable emotions. Like unnecessary rage, unnecessary arguing, unnecessary fussing and fighting. Here we go again. Let's go get it. You know, now we're arguing, we're fussing, we're fighting. We're checking every single box right now because we're angry at each other. You know, because I don't want to win, because I'm super, I feel like if I don't have a valid point and I know I'm wrong, let me get louder than you. Because loud wins, right? Not only do I get loud with you, I can go silent on you. I can go silent on you too. Like, this point, yeah, I'm just telling you, it can be extremely pointless to argue with a narcissist, because they don't, like, y'all, even if they have to work tomorrow, even if you have to work tomorrow, they don't care. They just, like, they don't want to go to sleep with a loss. So if they can go to sleep while you're still up crying and you want to argue, you want to talk about it, you want to handle the situation, they'll sleep peacefully. They'll go to sleep on cloud nine because your anger is like your anger and your tears and your sorrow, your crying is like a white noise machine to them. You over there just spilling your heart. You're hurting. You arguing. You want to fuss and whatnot. Man, I don't know if you want to fuss, but you're fussing now. And they over there just hear. This is what they hear. Just constant white noise. They're sleeping peacefully on cloud nine. It's just floating through their dream. They're counting sheep while you're angry.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You know, and sometimes if they want to argue, fuss, and fight, they'll keep you up at all the night. They'll keep you up. They're not going to let you go to sleep. They'll jump on the bed. They'll start throwing stuff. They'll start blasting music. They'll turn all the lights on. They'll shine a flashlight in your face. I've seen this happen before. They'll throw water on you. They'll throw food on you. Pour alcohol on you. They'll throw you off the bed. They don't want y'all. Even if you have a point, like when they feel like they're wrong or they're going to lose, they might get physical as well. They were just saying, like, ask it before you get into it. Like I said, a lot of times I'm telling you, narcissistic people, they know they've done you wrong. They know. There's just like there's proof positive that they know they've done you wrong, right? But to admit that is a whole different animal. You know, to admit it is a whole different animal for a narcissistic person. You know, I've had people to talk to me when I'm doing my one-on-ones. They'll say things like, I'm talking to people over Zoom. They'll say things like, well, Lee, I've been with this person for 14 years and they never apologized once. Like, I've been with this person for 14 years, not one single solitary apology. I've been with this person for 7 years. They've never taken accountability. I've been with this person for 16 years and I've never won an argument, Lee. I was like, because they don't, like, you might, like, they just don't lose the argument, y'all. And sometimes just to get you to shut up, they'll just say, like, whatever you say, you win, whatever you say, you got it, cool, you got it, you're right, you're 100% right. That's not you winning an argument, y'all. They just want you to be quiet. You know, they literally want you to shut your mouth. They were just saying, like, arguing with a narcissist can be extremely pointless. Like, it can just drain. It can be extremely pointless, extremely draining. And you, like, you don't even intend to argue. You just want to hold the person accountable. You just want, you feel like you're dealing with a normal, non-narcissistic person. You feel like you can just have this conversation as an adult, right? I'm going to talk to you as an adult. And you don't have an adult conversation. Now you're arguing. It's like, damn, I just wanted you to say sorry. I just wanted you to apologize for yelling at me in Kroger yesterday. I honestly just wanted you to say I'm sorry for screaming at me when we were going. I just wanted you to say sorry for screaming at me when we were at Harris Teeter. Like, whatever it is, you deserve to be screamed at. You deserve to be yelled at. They feel like when you try to hold them accountable, they'll typically flip the script and try to hold you accountable instead. I know it sounds ignorant as hell, but that's the baseline that a lot of these people go through, y'all. They want to hold you accountable instead. And that happens quite a bit in these toxic relationship spaces. They were just saying, like, ask yourself before you, like, and I know this sounds ignorant, y'all, but ask yourself this right here. Before you start talking to this person, before you try to hold them accountable, before you try to have this conversation with them, ask yourself, what is the goal? Because if you're watching this video and you think you're dealing with a narcissist and you think the goal is going to be to hold them accountable, unless you have some type of leverage on them, it's hard to hold a narcissist accountable without leverage. And leverage is something to move them, to get them to move. You know, to get them to take accountability, something that gives you power in the situation. You know, a lot of times the leverage people have is a lot of times the leverage that people have is access to themselves. You know, access to you is the leverage. And a lot of people just understand that and take that. It was like, well, the leverage, you know, access to me is the leverage that I have. I possess the leverage over me. I possess the control over my, you know, my body, my time, my space in situations like that, you know? Because holding, like I said, y'all, unless, I mean, I know some of y'all are fussers and fighters. Let's say that. I know some of y'all like to argue too. Let's keep it high. Me might not like to argue, but you might be a good arguer, right? You might not like to argue per se, but you're a good arguer, and you just like, I'm gonna speak my piece, Lee. Hey, it's hard to hold that in. You know, it's hard to hold this in when I got this knowledge, when I know they've done me wrong, when I know this. It's hard to hold it in, so I'm gonna speak my piece. You know, I'm gonna say what I need to say, and do what I need to do. Which I like I said again, y'all. I understand that. I do understand it. But again, how much time you got on you? Because they can go all night, or they'll completely shut down, or they completely rage out on you, or they'll ignore you. You know, or they will ignore you. That happens quite a bit as well. They will absolutely ignore the hell out of you. Try to manipulate you into doing a lot of this stuff and get you. You know, so ask yourself, before you start this argument, before you start this fussing, ask yourself, like, what is the goal here? What goal do I have when I'm talking to this person right here? You know, what's the goal here? Because if the goal is accountability or get them to understand where you're coming from, that's going to be a very difficult goal to achieve, y'all. Let's keep it hot. Hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza. Let's keep it hot right now. I say arguing with the narcissist could be very pointless because they don't care. Y'all, they know. I want to let them know that I know, Lee. You can let them know, but I'm just saying, just be prepared to fuss. Be prepared to fight sometime. Be prepared to scrap, to squabble. You know how the squabble is going to happen, y'all. Y'all might be getting ready to squabble and whatnot. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Make sure y'all tune in every single Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to my live show, Waving the Red Flag with Lee Hammock. Like and subscribe. I'm out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.